Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Clerk will note to roll. Quorum being present, may I have a motion to approve the minutes for Wednesday, April 14th? Representative Dowd moves the minutes from Wednesday, April 14th, 2011. Are there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Provost calendar for Thursday, April 28th is in your packet. I will move the calendar for Thursday, April 28th, 2011. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Thiessen.
Thank you. I'd like to move to refer the 1547 back to the Committee on Redistricting. It was, and I, if I could have some discussion. The principles that are included in here were posted for the first time over the Easter break, an initial version of them. And then last Thursday, a concurrent resolution was introduced with the language, not introduced, but was prepared, dated last Thursday, with the language of the Delete All Amendment, which was actually introduced last Monday, the last day of break, before the redistricting committee was going to meet the day following. The DFL had no input whatsoever in developing the principles that was going forward. The governor has been very clear that any redistricting plan that is going to seek to get his signature needs to include input from the Democrats as well as the Republicans, and I think the people of Minnesota would expect that as well. I would send this back to the Committee on Redistricting to actually come up with a set of resolutions, hear the DFL amendments and incorporate them, and actually engage, have the chair actually engage the lead in our committee and other members of our committee, which has not happened at all yet, to talk through this. So we actually have a plan going forward that's consistent with prior court precedent, that will is consistent with what the governor would like to accomplish, because we're going to need his signature to get a redistricting plan done. And I think that everybody in this body has an interest in getting that redistricting plan in this body and in this state done this year, instead of waiting for the courts to complete that work next year. And I think we'd be well advised to actually take the time to get the principles right instead of rushing this through going forward. And it was not the DFL's, we've been asking that principles be drafted for a month and a half, and we first saw them for the first time last week. So it's not kind of, from our perspective, we've been encouraging and trying to engage in that discussion for quite a long time. So I think taking an additional day or two to actually get the principles right would make the most sense.
For discussion, Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Thiessen, as the chair of the redistricting committee, we have been discussing principles slash criteria since the beginning of our hearings. We have had 4 months of hearings, 13 hearings overall, three of which took place in Greater Minnesota: Marshall, Germantown, and Rochester. And the entire time, all of our discussions have centered around not only just the map-making process of the redistricting process, but the criteria and principles that guide us in creating those maps. Now, I know that you don't serve on that committee, but that has been our overall goal in this process. I've had constant communication with your members on the committee. In fact, in committee, I have asked them, I said, anytime you have any feedback for me or comments, please feel free to share them with me. No one has come to my office on that. The week of Easter, I made a phone call to Representative Murphy and spoke with her not only on the principal's issues, but maps as well, if you have any feedback from me. She didn't give me any feedback. I reached out to the governor's office. In fact, he responded to my letter asking for, when I asked for his input on this issue, he responded to my letter. He gave us five examples of what he'd like to have in the redistricting principles. We have four out of the five items that he listed in our principal package. So to say that we haven't done that is false.
Representative Thiessen.
Thank you. I know that, Representative Anderson, I know that you called Representative Murphy. You didn't tell her you're actually going to have a document with principles. It's interesting that the document with principles that was introduced last week was bare bones, didn't include any of the principles you actually introduced the day before while we were still on break, the hearing. So if this is something that you think that you've actually been engaging in people and sharing and soliciting input on the actual list of the principles you thought were appropriate, you're sadly mistaken. You didn't tell Representative Murphy all those things, what the details of it were. And to say that you did, That is actually false. The governor also said that he wanted included not just the five principles, but a definition of how we were going to process these maps. Who's going to process? Who's going to confirm that they actually conform with the principles? You've been bypassing the Legislative Coordinating Commission on redistricting. For some reason, you don't want to use that kind of nonpartisan and bipartisan subcommittee to actually proceed forward. I don't understand why that would be the case, and we haven't had a real discussion of that. And it says that for the plan, it has to be a process that includes DFL members. And you haven't, you know, whether you believe it or not, you have not engaged with the DFL. So I think we should send this back. We'll see how this vote comes on that, but I don't think the process has been open and fair, and we're not going to get the work done this year if this is kind of the process that we're going to take going forward.
Mr. Chair, Representative Thiessen, I realize that you're not privy to all the conversations that Representative Murphy, but we did have a conversation on the redistricting commission, which is just limited to four legislative members appointed to that commission. And the conversation that I had with her, that I didn't think that it would be fair to the members that have been appointed to the redistricting committee, that we would end round them and have a decision made in that commission when we have a redistricting committee in place. Typically, the redistricting commission is used when there is not a redistricting committee in place. But we have members that have been appointed to it, 7 on the GOP, 5 on the DFL, and so we are going through the proper channels and using the redistricting committee so that we have an open and fair and transparent process. That's the point of having it go through the committee rather than the commission.
Thank you, members. Representative Thiessen, I believe the proper motion would be to strike this from the proposed calendar to not re-refer that. Would that be your intention?
And we need to re-refer on the floor.
Mr. Chair, members, yes, the bill is on the general register, so you would need to strike it from the calendar and rules committee and then move to re-refer it on the floor.
Okay, that would be the motion then. Well, I guess it's just a vote now on the calendar for the day at this point. All right, well, why don't, if that's the case, why don't I just withdraw my motion, and I would encourage us to vote no.
Thank you, Representative Thiessen. So I will move the motion for the calendar of April 28th, renew that. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed, no.
No.
Motion prevails. Members, we are adjourned. The next meeting will be Friday the 29th. That's this Friday at 9:30, and that'll be in 500 South this Friday. See you all then. Thank you.